With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
Yeah. What helped you befriend your darkness? What helped you through that time?
The last word you just said, there's time, because you really can't, there's no shortcut to it, and there's no fast pass. It's going to happen how it happens. Mm-hmm. Yet when I started to realize, like, okay, I'm going through this dark time for a reason, I did trust that the light in it would come in divine timing. And when I did actually start to see it, I saw pockets of light more. And I also started to see that I was still so guided, because magically I would be able to show up in my highest state for the podcasts or for the guests or my interactions with the yomis. But at the same time, I also was able to bask in the darkness and tap into a lot of creative energy when I had the energy. Because there are a lot of times where I was just so numb and I didn't want to do anything. You know, I really didn't want to go out and socialize. I was living in London. I was traveling, I was living in London for a long time. And that city was actually very supportive for me because of how gray it was. It was reflecting my mood. And I'm so thankful for that time there, which I was telling you about. So just knowing that it was going to happen in divine timing.
That's so powerful. And that's the reason when you asked me what helped me befriend my darkness, I paused for so long because there isn't one thing.
No.
It wasn't like, all right, team, I've got the solution. So if you're listening right now and you're in a dark time, you are in luck.
Take my course.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just not how it works. Uh-uh. And for both of us, the biggest thing that helped was just being with it.
Yeah.
And it sounds like for you as well, a certain amount of surrender, like surrendering control and not being like, okay, great, it's week two of feeling this way, so I'm going to move it this week, I'm going to shift it, but just being like, okay, this is how I'm feeling right now, I surrender what wants to show itself to me from this, what wants to happen next, I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. And I did surrender to it when I was in a place where I felt like I was allowed to. Because I didn't also have to turn myself on for other people, because I was like alone there. I left the people that I was around.
It can happen sometimes when people haven't, and it's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
So neither of us are placing blame, but it's like if somebody hasn't confronted their own darkness, then seeing it in somebody else can make us uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then we're like, what's wrong? Why aren't they happy?
Yeah.
And so it doesn't just let us be as we are.
We are.
So.
Well, the thing is, I felt like I had to continue to be a sunbeam and turn on. And my soul was feeling resistant to that because I needed to let shit out.
Yeah.
And like really like be with that. But I think that's why it was also so prolonged, because I was hiding. I was masking it for so long. But I convinced myself that I was fine and I was sunny because I'm meditating all the time. I'm doing all the yoga. I have the most amazing friends in life. I genuinely thought like I was fine. I just had things going on within. But I thought it was fine and had a handle on it. But it really wanted to let out. And so I needed to be on my own to let it out and not put anybody through that.
Yeah. And I love what you said there around like you thought you had it under control. You're like, I'm meditating, I'm doing all this. And I find that's one of the difficult things about this idea of like mindset shifts of like, you just need to meditate on it. You just need to shift it. You just need to journal on it. Well, of course, those are beautiful tools. Yeah. And sometimes it is just a little mindset shift.
Yeah.
Sometimes the mindset shift, or us thinking that it's just a mindset shift, is masking the deeper work that actually wants to happen. And that was a big part of my challenge, was like, I would wake up in the morning, and you know that like Tony Robbins energy where it's like, nothing can bring down your energy today, just shift
which
it.
Which I thought I always had to be in.
Yeah, exactly, which is it's the yang.
Yeah.
It's the really intense yang, which is beautiful if that's flowing naturally through us, but to feel like we need to force ourselves into that brings us out of honoring what actually is inside of us. And so it was when I finally relinquished those mindset shifts and was like, you know what? I'm just going to have a terrible week and I'm just going to feel like crap, was when I started being able to go into the depth.
And you surrendered.
And I surrendered.
Listened. And the shadows, they were able to come up but release. And it sucks.
Yeah.
But guess what? We decided to live this human experience for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And honestly, the only way for our soul to expand is to have these moments. And guess what? In all honesty, we're probably going to have another moment of darkness.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to have another moment in darkness in life, even though you do breathwork daily, even though I meditate and I don't say I meditate daily all the time anymore, but I definitely do something conscious and align for myself, and I'm in flow. And guess what? Sometimes I do wake up with that gray lens, but I know what to do to kind of bring more light into it.
Yeah.
And that is actually such a conscious shift. Different though.
Do you feel like if you went through a darker period again, that it would be different somehow because you've been through it once? What might be different?
Good question. Let me tap into my sidekick. Just kidding. No. You know what? I think I'm going to be, instead of having to resist it, I'll just embrace it and befriend it and be like, I am going through this dark period. And you know what? Even being here, I haven't had like a dark period where I feel depressed, you know, but I have a couple of times woken up with a little more of a gray lens, or I'm feeling off. And I had plans with some people. No, it wasn't plans. I had a in-flow situation and met up with some people. And I was in that place, but I allowed myself and I told them, I'm like, look, right now I'm feeling a little meh, so I'm just going to be like meh. Mm-hmm. And because they're conscious enough, they're like, I mean, we are in a mood. They're like, okay, cool.
Yes, I love
And they
that.
Were totally cool with me, but I still got to just, you know, be around them. But I was just being me.
And accepting it changes everything, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting the labels we get. It, like, even calling it meh.
I know.
It's so interesting. I'm still thinking about all of this and, like, the narratives that society has given these moods already dictates how we feel about it, because you said something before about tapping into your creativity.
Yeah.
So it's like, what if these meh times are just times when we're meant to feel a little bit more reflective and inward facing?
Yes.
And what if that's like where our beautiful creativity lies and it's not meh at all?
Uh-uh.
It's interesting just to see how we've been programmed, and like I still am programmed in certain ways.
Same, because just because I'm in a quote unquote darker, which is what we're just labeling it, mood, but that dark mood, maybe that's a light, but if you were in a higher dimension and they're seeing that darker is like a beauty moment for them to come through and allow us to tap into our divine creative expression, which for me can never be time blocked or scheduled. I have to actually be in some sort of, it doesn't have to be a dark mood or a light mood, it just has to be in that mood to create whatever it is. But yeah, that meh is also not defined. It's just a vibrational state that is not bad or good. Mm-hmm. It just is.
Yeah.
And there's no word that you can label it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when we accept things, then we can just move through life without like, this is so good. Oh, that's so bad. It's just, and you do that so beautifully, Raquel. And it's been really cool to meet up with you now, because I can see you in that flow where you're like, now this is happening. Now this is happening. And it just allows for life to unfold as this beautiful mystery in front of us.
Yes. And that's one thing that I actually, because we live in this world full of people that thrive, it genuinely excites them and lights them up. So that's beautiful. Like, they feel so aligned with that. For example, like Gary Vee is one person I always bring up as an example of this. But there are so many others who embody this person that has like this daily schedule and they work really hard or whatever, and they're, you know, super excited about knowing what's going to happen on their day. That lights them up, and that's awesome. Like, they're supposed to have that experience for whatever reason, but I used to feel like I had to be that.
Yeah.
When my actual design of a human, which thank you human design and thank you astrology for just giving me that confirmation of this inner knowing that I already knew, that I'm just not that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not. Do you know how much I struggled when we were at Hubud co-working space? Like, I couldn't focus because, and I would try to time block my days, but it just wasn't for me. It would just come when it came.
Yeah.
You know, and some people are good at mixing it up. Literally, I'm like on one end of the spectrum. Gary Vee's on the other end of the spectrum. And some people are really good in the in-between.
Yeah.
And so I finally honor that, which is like a part of me honoring myself.